Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. I want to talk to you today about the word on quietness. Now, I want to talk to you about quietness because so many people in today's society are afraid of quietness. They're afraid to be alone. The TV's got to be playing, something's got to be running, something's got to be working, something's got to be making a sound because we hate quietness. But as I've discovered in my own personal life, I want to share a few things with you that I believe has been detrimental and also very rewarding in my life. Time management is a very important thing in your life, because if you can ever learn to get alone with God and get quiet before the Lord, He can speak some things to your heart that are automatically and revolutionarily change your life forever. Now, just a few weeks ago, the Lord began to speak some things to me. And here's what He said to me in a quiet time that I just kind of get along with Him. He said, "Listen to your heartbeat in time. Time is held together by our quietness, which results in His presence. Sit silent and know that I'm God. Your strength and weakness is in my quietness. Your quietness is my desire. Your quietness moves angelic host. The angelic host is standing, waiting, formal, heavenly voice to give charge to occupy an area. I desire for all my children to sit quietly and to listen to the words of the Spirit. My voice is spoken when my people sit and wait to listen for me. My voice is clear when you sit and listen to the still small voice to give direction and clarification of my plans. Give me time in your daily life and I'll consume your being. I'm not hard to listen to. Just give me your time and attention. Make a place for me in your life. The maturity of my children is quietness of their voice in time. Quietness has no agenda, just intimacy. Quietness is an area of rest in your life and also the area of trust. Trust and rest are increased in quietness. The quietness of your soul is the inheritance of my blessings. Take time and quieten your soul. You quieten your soul with fasting and standing still. Don't be afraid of quietness. Everything is birthed out of quietness. The reward of your quietness is hunger of the heart for the Father. You learn to trust in quietness. You separate yourself by the quietness of your soul. Submission happens through quietness. Separate yourself from the world by being quiet in His presence. The reward of quietness is a surrendered heart. Listen to blessings as they beat in the quietness of your heart. Our hearts beat as one in the quietness of time. Run not from quietness, but run to quietness. There is intimacy in quietness that brings absolute freedom in you. I will bring prosperity to quietness because that's where ideas are given." And then He gave me this scripture, Luke 24:49. "Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you're endued with power from on high." You know, we see here He told the disciples, He said, "I want you to go to the upper room. And I want you to tarry in the upper room until you're endued with power." Now, about 500 people went in the upper room, but only about 120 stayed long enough those 10 days to receive. You know, I wonder if we had to stay 10 days and wait for God to speak, I wonder if we would hear much of He says. Because I believe that if He recognized Jesus, He'd always get our way into a quiet place to where He could hear the Father. I think very, very slim amount of people, not criticizing people in any way, but I think a very slim amount of people spend enough time to hear God talk. Get you a pencil and a piece of paper and go in a room and just sit silently and quiet before the Lord and let Him begin to speak to your heart. You know, transformation takes place in that place. I think Jesus got away by Himself into a solitary place, and the Bible said at some point in time He prayed all night. I don't really think He was praying about situations. I think He was praying about an intimacy and a revelation of the Father in a deeper way. He said, "The only things I say and the only things I do is what I hear the Father say and do." So if we're standing and resting in a place of intimacy, how many times do we get down and we spend time with God in prayer, but we never sit there long enough for Him to converse back? You know, I think, would we have a relationship with our wives if we only done the talking and never done the listening? He said, he that have ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to him. So I believe there's a place that me and you need to get to in the quietness of time, that we just rest in His presence and allow Him to minister to our hearts. Allow Him to move into our lives and just begin to speak some things and write those things down and get you a pencil and a piece of paper and allow Him to speak to you. Don't just spend there, you know, using them like a slot machine. Lord, I need this, and I need this, and I need this, and I need this, and I'll pull a number, and Lord, I'm just believing for you to give me that. No, there needs to be a relationship. Listen, if you can have a relationship with anybody, you're never going to have intimacy. Now, you can have a relationship, but you can't have intimacy without a relationship. And I think that's the part that we're missing with God a lot of times. We got the formalities. We'll do this, 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 and this, and pray this way, this way, this way, this way, and then, you know, trust the Lord and confess all your sins and confess this and confess this and confess the Word and confess your health and confess all these. But when do we spend time? Because the Bible said grace and peace is multiplied to us in the knowledge of Jesus. So as we get more knowledge of Him by spending more time with Him, you know, there's things about me that my wife knows that nobody else in the world knows. There's things about my wife that I know that nobody else in the world knows. There ought to be things about the Lord that you know that nobody else knows. And as you begin to spend time with Him and He begins to speak into your heart that still small voice, you begin to recognize that, hey, this is the Lord talking and I need to make a note of this. And it has a tendency, you can get a prophetic word and that's a great thing, but it's not like God speaking to your heart intimately. Because once He speaks to your heart, there's something about a peace that consumes us. And so as you begin to pray and ask the Lord and spend time along with Him in the Word on quietness, I think this is the beauty of grace.